Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. This is going out probably late Sunday night, early Monday morning. So I hope wherever you are in the world, you are having a great start to your week. Hopefully this episode is going to give you some inspiration, some positivity, some insight, because that is exactly why I create these episodes. I received a really, really lovely email today, actually, from someone who is a member of the Manifestation Room. And they were basically just saying, thank you for your podcast. I'm so pleased I found them. And that has made my day. So if this is your first episode, if you have just found this podcast, then thank you for being drawn to this episode. I create lots of content about mindset, manifestation, your subconscious mind, explaining the science behind why we do what we do and how we manifest. And as much as possible, I want these episodes to be really positive, really inspiring, and give you action steps. And today's episode is going to be no different, because we're going to be talking about vision boards. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about mistakes you could be making or mistakes to avoid when it comes to vision boards. And you might be thinking, Victoria, that doesn't sound very positive. That sounds quite negative. But of course, there's going to be a positive spin on it. We're going to be talking about what to do about it and how to change these things and how to create an amazing vision board. So if you haven't already got a vision board, this is the perfect episode, because by the end of it, you will know exactly what to do. If you've already created one, then maybe this will just reinforce that you've done some amazing things. It might give you some things to think about, some things to tweak, some things to add. Because let's start with the fact that creating a vision board, having a vision board, using a vision board should be fun. And I've just used the word should. Needs to be fun. No, I've just used the word needs. Is allowed to be fun. We want it to be fun. I don't want you thinking, oh my goodness, I haven't got a vision board. I'm not manifesting properly. Oh, I've made a mistake. Like, it's not like that. Whenever I talk about tools and techniques with manifestation, I want you to be interested, inspired. I want you to pick the ones that resonate, the ones you think, yeah, I really want to do that. And I do believe that creating a vision board can be something that you do with your children, with your friends, with your partner, on your own. You could have a vision board party. And just because we're talking about this in February doesn't mean that, oh, I should have done it on the 1st of January. Why? Like, I've got clients that do a new vision board every single month. They're meant to be updated. They're meant to inspire you, and they're meant to allow your subconscious mind to get aligned with the things you want to manifest. They're great fun. Let's talk about some of the things we want to avoid when creating them so that we can manifest so much easier. Now, if this is your first episode, firstly, feel free to come and let me know on Instagram. I'm at victoria.maskell. I would love to know if you are a podcast newbie. Thanks for joining us. I want to say that when I talk about manifestation, my take on it is that it is very scientific. My background is I have a degree in psychology and cognitive neuroscience. I am grounded in neuroscience, the way the brain works, psychology, and that's my personal take on manifestation. Now, I love the word manifestation. Some people might prefer the word goal setting, goal achievement, success, action taking. I think they're all the same thing. For some people, there might be a religious element to manifesting. It might be about the universe. It might be about God. I think there's room for everyone to have their way of explaining it, understanding it. And I think everyone should be able to achieve their goals. I want everyone to be able to live a happy, inspiring, fulfilled life. And I think a vision board is one of the first steps to achieving that. So let's talk about it. Right, we're going to talk about mistakes and then we're going to talk about what you can do about them instead. So if any of these things are on your vision board, if any of these things were going to be the way you were going to create a vision board, don't worry. You'll just sort of hear my take on why I think you can make things even better. Right, the first thing you want to avoid when you are making your vision board or adjusting your vision board or adapting it is don't have it full of images of other people. Right, what is the first thing we do when we think about a vision board? We think about images. We're like, right, I want to go to Canva, I want to go to Pinterest, which, by the way, two great places to use for vision boards. I'll touch on that a little bit at the end, like how to physically create one. So if you've never done one, I'll give you some ideas. But yes, Pinterest, amazing. Canva, great. Google, brilliant. Magazines, another great source of images. But your vision board is not about other people. You don't want to manifest necessarily for your next door neighbor, or for that dark-haired model when you're blonde, or for that man when you are female. You want to make sure that this vision board is about you. I want you to feel connected with it. I want you to look at it and see that this vision board is about your goals, your desires, the places you want to travel to, not that person in the image, that person in the picture. Now, it's not the end of the world if it is full of images of other people, but you are going to be less connected to it, particularly if those images, the body shape of the woman or the gender of the person or the ethnicity of the person, aren't the way you identify. Your brain is going to be seeing it as these are images of other people, which ultimately is what they are. But whenever you look at your vision board, you want it to be your life. You want it to be the things that you want to attract and you want to manifest. You want it to be like you could slot yourself straight into that, and that would be the day you were living life. That would be the month. That would be your reality. Because remember, the point of a vision board is to show your subconscious mind that this is your reality, because the subconscious mind doesn't understand the future. So consciously and logically, we can say, right, I'm sitting in my house right now. I want to manifest traveling to Bali for 3 weeks. I want to manifest working in this particular high-rise building office in London, and I want this to be my view. But the reality is right now you're sat in your house. You're not in Bali. You're not in that office. Maybe you're not traveling the world, or you could check your bank account right now and it wouldn't look like the numbers of the picture that you're putting on your vision board. So consciously and logically, that makes sense. To your subconscious, though, your subconscious is permanently living in the present. So the point of a vision board is basically to keep showing your subconscious mind, this is my reality, this is my reality, this is my reality, this is normal, this is what I'm manifesting, this is what I have, this is my day-to-day life. So that you then take the actions, you create the reality, you see the opportunities that make that thing possible. And I'm not going to go into huge amounts of detail on this because I've got loads of episodes on the science of manifestation, how we create our reality. So go and check the back catalogue if you want to know more about that. So first mistake, your vision board is full of images of other people. They need to go. You need to put yourself in there. Second thing, you've chosen things that you don't really connect with. Now, if you've already got a vision board, I want you to look at the images and say to yourself, do I really want these things? Do I really resonate with that picture, that outlook, that thing? Because it's very, very easy to choose things that you see on other people's vision boards or that you think, oh, I should want that. I should want to be having a floating breakfast in Bali. One of my friends is in Bali right now. That is why I've just used Bali in two examples. And I've probably never spoken about Bali in 215 episodes on this podcast. So that is why it's front of mind. but okay, maybe that's something like hiking through the Himalayas. Can you hike through the Himalayas? Clearly, I'm not an outdoorsy person. Do you really want that? Maybe there is a picture of a woman in a power suit and she is talking to a boardroom of people. I like watching The Apprentice and Dragon's Den. So that's where that imagery's come from. Do you really want to be that person? Do you really want to wear that suit? Do you really want to be in a boardroom? Do you really want to be doing those things? And if the answer is, oh my gosh, Victoria, yes, then you don't need to worry about this because you're connected with those images. But sometimes we have an idea like, okay, I want to change my career or I want to feel successful. So then we go to Pinterest and Canva and Google and we pick an image and we're like, yes, businesswoman, there we go. But when we look at the image, we're like, that's not really me. I don't really dress like that. I don't really want to wear clothes like that. I don't really want that sort of atmosphere. I want to work from home. I want time freedom. Or, yeah, Bali sounds great, but I'd rather go to Dubai or Finland or Norway or Iceland or France or somewhere else. But you've chosen pictures because you sort of think, yeah, that works. But do you really connect with it? That is the second mistake. The third mistake, you've made your vision board, but you haven't used it. Which kind of links into the fourth mistake, that's you don't know how to use it. So creating the vision board should be fun, should be exciting, should be inspiring. Bonus points for how many times I say inspiring in this episode. And the creating of it is only the first step. In fact, I actually think, and I'll explain why at the end of this episode, I actually think creating your vision board should be the second step, not the first step. But if we call that the second step, the third step is you need to use it. And if you don't know how to use it, then it sort of just becomes a pretty picture. It just becomes a nice exercise. Maybe in the moment when you were creating it, you felt really aligned, you were really focused, you were driven, you were motivated, and now it's just that thing that sits in the corner. How many of you listening to this podcast episode are guilty of that? You've created you've created a vision board, but it's sat in the corner, or it's saved in your Canva, or it's in the photos on your phone, or you haven't even stuck all the images on it because it's somewhere on the floor because you didn't have time. If that is the case, you're missing the big part of using it, because remember, using it is understanding how to program your subconscious mind. It's reinforcing the feelings. It's reminding your brain that this is my day-to-day life. This is my reality. Of course I've got that holiday booked. Of course I make that amount of money. Of course I'm living that amazing relationship. Of course I've got that dog, that cat. I live in that house. That's my view out the window. Of course that's my life. So if you make it but don't use it and don't know how to use it, really, it's a little bit of a wasted resource. So this is something you want to avoid. Now, the next one is kind of connected to the second one, but slightly different. You've created a vision board that is full of inspiring images. You look at the images and you're like, yes, wow, that view, that person, I can feel the energy. But you don't actually connect with them. And what I mean by that, this is, you don't know why that feels good for you, or what that would look like, or what day-to-day life would feel like if you were doing that. Because I could sit here and say, yeah, do you know what? We're going to use Bali again. That swing that I've seen people sit on in Bali, like, oh my gosh, yes, I can see it's so exciting, it's so inspiring. You're close to nature, you're embracing new cultures, you're traveling the world. But it can still feel quite flat because that's not currently on my vision board. I can see that it's inspiring, but it's not for me, or I don't really know why I would want that. I haven't done the deeper work. So let me actually dive in at this point to what I think step one is. So I think step two is creating your vision board. Step three is using your vision board. To me, you actually need to start with step one. Step one is about saying, What do I want? Now you might think, well, of course you do that before you create a vision board. But I don't just mean, what do you want? I mean, what do you want? And what does that look like? And what will that feel like? And what will every day be like? And what will it give you? And what will change as a result? And how will you feel about those changes? And. So, before, if you haven't created a vision board, this is perfect because you can really start the grassroots of this. I would actually say, get a massive piece of paper, you know, like an A3 piece of paper or bigger if you've got it, section it off into chunks or however you visualize things. Maybe you do a mind map, maybe you want it linear, maybe you want notes. And think about maybe 4 key areas of your life. Maybe one is business or career. Maybe one is family and relationships. Maybe one is travel, religion, personal development, health and well-being, spirituality, hobbies, activities, physical environment. Pick maybe 3 or 4 areas that resonate with you that you're like, oh, yeah, I want to work on that area. Or there is a part of my life that I want to make some changes or up level or grow in. Right. Start with the first one. So let's say it's money. Okay, we'll take money. Money, you want, what do you want? You want more money. Okay, what do I want? I want more money. Right. What does that look like? Do I want to make more money in my business? Do I want to take the next step up in my career? Do I want to build a side hustle alongside my business? Alongside my career. Do I want to have some way of having massive amounts of passive income? Do I want £500 a month, £1,000 a month, £50,000 a month? Like, what are the numbers? And then say, okay, let's say I want, I don't know, £20,000 extra a month. We usually choose smaller numbers. So I'm going to choose a bigger number here, which that number might be small for some people. It might be totally out of reach for others. It's all about mindset. Right. So I want an extra, did I say 20? Yeah, £20,000 a month. Okay. What for? What do I want it for? And I always ask myself the question, a what question, not a why question. Because if I said to you, why do you want more money? It's like, oh, okay, that's a really big question. If I say to you, what will you do with more money? Or what is driving you to want more money? It's an easier question to answer linguistically. So you might say, right, what do I want to do with that money? I want to pay off all my loans, pay off my student debt, pay off my credit cards. Okay, then what? Right, okay. Then I want to put £10,000 in savings for a fund that I'm not going to touch. Okay, great. Then what? Oh, okay. And I want you to keep asking these questions, really dig into it. And then you might say, actually, do you know what? This is about feeling like there is always more than enough money. There is always a flow of money. Possibly less about it being £20,000 and more about plenty, enough, bills always covered, money to go in savings, money to go, oh, I'm just going to book a ticket to Bali. We're going to Bali. Who's coming to Bali with me? Because I've said it 17 times in this podcast episode. Or I'm going to Dubai, or I'm going to do a backpacking tour of Europe, or whatever you want to do. Why does that remind me of Friends? Isn't that when Joey and Rachel are talking about chat up lines? Answers on a postcard, I think that's what I was thinking about. But you see what I'm saying. You've chosen the money as an area. You've said, what do I want? Okay, I want more money. Right, what does more money look like? Okay, £20,000 extra a month. Okay, what do I want to do with those things? And what do I want to do with that? And what feeling do I want? I want to feel abundant. I want to feel supported. I want to feel safe. I want to feel like an excellent money manager. I want to feel... And then from that point, once you have done all of this, then go and create your vision board. So you're not going to put on there a picture of a person fanning out some notes, because that might not resonate. That might not connect. You actually might not put pictures of money on there. You might put pictures of someone looking really relaxed, and then maybe put pictures around it with Bali, Paris, London, New York, maybe a first class plane seat or something like that. But the energy is the relaxed, calm abundance, not hustle maybe. Now, there is nothing wrong with any feelings, any things you want to manifest, any amounts, but I want you to really connect, not just choose things because, but understand the why behind it. Okay, a few more mistakes to talk about. Mistake to avoid. You make a vision board because you feel you should, and not because you truly want to. You can manifest everything you want and not have a vision board, because there are so many other ways of programming your subconscious mind, rewiring your brain. It's just that a vision board is really fun, really interesting, and it is a great manifestation tool used in the correct way. But if you've done it just to sort of pay lip service or to be like, right, box ticked, you're probably not interested in it. You're probably not going to use it. You're probably not connected with it. And it was just a tick box exercise. Well, manifestation isn't about tick box exercises. It's about feelings. It's about intentionally deciding what you want and creating it. And if this is sparking in you, like, okay, I need a bit more help with this. I really want my 2024 vision. Or if you're listening to this in a different year, your 2025 vision, 2026 and beyond. If you're saying to yourself, I really want this, and maybe I need some support. Maybe I'm not quite there yet. Maybe it's not manifesting. Maybe in the past I've struggled because I thought I was doing all the right things, but it hasn't really shown up. If that's you and you want to make it so much easier, I thought my podcast episode had finished. It hadn't. Oh my goodness. If that's you and you want to make it so much easier, come and join the Manifestation Room. The Manifestation Room is where you learn how to make your vision board your reality using principles grounded in science. We talk neuroplasticity. We talk about quantum physics. We talk about timelines. We talk about how to make manifestation work for you. And if you're not sure, maybe you've listened to this podcast and you've heard me talk about the Manifestation Room when it's been open and thought, maybe, I don't know, is it for me, is it not? Now is the perfect time because you can try your first month for 50% off. So you can try it out. You can see if you like it. You can see if the masterclasses resonate. You can come and join the live coaching session. You can ask me your questions and get them answered. And I know you're going to love it. And if you want to stay, brilliant. If it's not for you, then you can cancel at any point. And it's worth testing it. Because, as I said, people who are already in the Manifestation Room are manifesting, they're enjoying it, they're feeling really calm, they know that they have like a structure. It's just a place to make manifestation easy. So if you want to join us, the doors are going to be open until the 18th of February 2024. I will make sure to leave the link in the show notes. If you've got any questions, you're not sure if it's right for you, you just want to ask me anything about it, you can always send me an email to victoria@victoriamaskell.com, or you can hop over to Instagram, where I'm at victoria.maskell, which has two L's, M-A-S-K-E-L-L. And you can ask me all your questions and I will be more than happy to answer them for you. So I've got three more points on things to avoid with vision boards. And this is an interesting one, okay. The thing that you need to avoid is the fact that you don't know how vision boards work. Because if I'm really honest, before I understood about the subconscious mind, before I understood the science of manifestation, I probably would have said, yeah, but what does that do? Why does creating pretty pictures, why does having images actually help you manifest? Why am I going to get that job because I put it on a board, or I picked pictures, or I put words or affirmations on something? Now, there are so many reasons why vision boards work, but if you're in that headspace where you're like, I don't really get it. You're probably also the person that's made a vision board, but either didn't really want to or didn't really understand why. You probably don't know how to use it. So it's sort of very surface level. And probably linked to this is the next mistake, the thing you want to avoid, that you don't fully believe that vision boards work. Now, with manifestation, it would be so lovely to say, you write it down, you get clear on your goals, you put it on your vision board, you use your vision board for a week, and then it's guaranteed that it will turn up on the eighth day. That's not how it works, unfortunately. because that's not how life works. That is us as human beings forcing a timeline on things, saying, I need to have this in a week. If you think about it, like, we've decided that a week, 7 days, seven lots of 24 hours is a distinct unit of time. But why? Why is that the case? Okay, we have to have a society, we have to have some structure, we have to have days of the week, we have to have like opening times for shops, like there's practicalities, fair enough. But manifestation, achieving your goals, the universe, God, spirituality, science, doesn't necessarily follow those principles. But what tends to happen is we set a goal, we do something like a vision board, we think we're doing all the right things, it doesn't show up and we go, oh, okay, that doesn't work. But what if it was going to come on the 9th day or the 10th day, but you needed to be maintaining your actions and observing and asking great questions and believing and driving yourself forward just for 2 more days? But because of the process of, oh, I don't get how it works, I don't understand it, I don't understand the science of manifestation, I don't really get it, I'm just going to stop now. What if you were missing out on that dream reality? What if you were missing out on achieving and manifesting all those things you did put on your vision board purely because you didn't actually fully understand the process of how it works? And we're all human. We all have fears and doubts. We all have expectations. I 100% have been in that place where I've been disappointed because something hasn't shown up on my timeline. Do I sometimes get a bit upset? Yes. Do I sometimes throw my toys out the pram? Yes, because I'm a human being. And now I can go, right, I set an expectation, that hasn't happened. That's okay, I'm allowed to be disappointed. Do I still want that thing? Yes, I 100% do. Right, so my job is to keep moving forward, to keep taking actions. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to pivot. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to go, maybe there's a different way of doing this. Maybe there's something I'm missing. What could I learn from this experience? Like asking really good questions rather than going, nope, doesn't work. It's not going to happen for me. It's not meant for me. And getting into that self-doubt voice. We want to avoid that. And the final thing you want to avoid, which I think is possibly the biggest one, it's not necessarily a practical one. I will actually add some steps in a minute about how to physically create a vision board. But I think one of the biggest ones, and you will understand this if you are part of the manifestation room, because we've talked about creating a vision. We've talked about how things physically manifest, explain with science. But I think the biggest thing to avoid is the fact that your vision board feels like a dream, not a reality. So you want to avoid this idea that, oh, well, that would be my dream. That would be far away. I know you can't see what I'm doing right now, but I'm doing that thing where I'm like holding my arm up in the air and like looking up into the distance. Like, yeah, that's my dream one day. You want to initially feel like that, but then you want to bring it into now. You want to imagine yourself living it, being it. You are the woman who runs that company. You are the mother who looks after her children. You are the human being that is in a fit, healthy body. You are the person who has £50,000 in their bank account, month in, month out. You are that person. It once was a dream, but you use your vision board to bring it into the now, to make it real, to normalize it, to even maybe kind of go, oh yeah, that's me. I'm the person that has £50,000 every month in my business. I'm stacking the cash. I'm making more and more money. I'm really fit and healthy. I can run a marathon. I love my body. I feel so great in my body. I'm in an amazing relationship. Love is my norm, whatever that might be. You want to make it your reality. Now, overall, I want you to think of a vision board being a really good manifesting tool. And to use it properly, you need to combine it with the power of your subconscious mind to manifest. You need to use it as a tool. Now, some of the ways you can create vision boards. I love Canva. Canva, if you haven't heard of Canva, it's C-A-N-V-A. There is a free version. It doesn't need to be a paid version. You can go on, and if you type in something like vision board templates, loads of them will come up. You'll be able to edit them, put different words, different fonts, different pictures. I would recommend following the advice I've talked about in this episode, where you don't just go straight into the pictures. you ask yourself the questions, you get yourself a big piece of paper, you like section it out. What do I want? What do I want to create? What are the different areas of my life? Asking yourself those what questions, and then find images to connect with it. So Canva is a great place to do this. Pay attention to colors, fonts, images. Ideally put a picture of yourself on there. Another great place to get images is Pinterest. There is a wealth of images on there. I think it's probably easier to create things in Canva because you can use the templates. There are other apps you can use on your phone, things like PicCollage. If you go to the App Store and type in something like Picture Collage or Collage app or something like that, they will allow you to drag and drop in different pictures and order them. And some of them let you put text on it as well. So you could simply create this on your phone. If you wanted a physical version, you could go and get magazines. If you're in the UK, somewhere like The Works, they do really good craft supplies for very reasonable prices. You could get some canvases, you could get some paints, you could get some like stick-on letters to write keywords, print off pictures of yourself. Actually, in The Works, they do sell some like vision board kits. They do a job. However, if you listen to all the stuff I've said in this episode, they're going to come with, I mean, I've got one. I wanted to test one and it came with like a set of cards with words on. And on mine, I've chosen luxury, wealth, believe, freedom, abundance, and satisfaction. And then it came with a set of cards with pictures on, which are sort of similar images to what you'd find on Pinterest or Canva or, you know, that sort of thing. But it was relatively limited. It was harder to make it specific. So that might be a good place to start. The one I got was about £7, but I think they've gone down in the January/February sales. So if they've still got some, it might be worth having a look. Because it also came with like a little booklet to get you thinking about your goals. So if you're totally stuck, you don't know where to start, that would be a good place. So you can create it on your phone on an app. You could create a physical version, cutting out bits of magazines. I was going to say books, but you probably don't want to cut up books really, do you? Printing pictures out, you could do a digital version. Canva, Pinterest are going to be your best friends. You could put this as your screensaver on your phone. You could put it on the desktop of your computer, so every time you log in, you see it. There are so many ways of doing it. I guess the most important thing is to use it, to understand that this is a tool. The vision board alone is not suddenly going to mean all of your things manifest, but when you combine it with the power of your subconscious mind, that's where the magic happens. And if you want to know more about how to do that, then come and find out how in the manifestation room. Don't forget, you can use the code HALFOFF to get 50% off your first month. Give it a try. Come and join us. See what you think. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I will be back very soon for more juicy episodes, mindset, manifestation, all of that good stuff. I hope you have a fabulous week and this has given you a boost of positivity, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity.